It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 35 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Very busy week in high school athletics in Southwest Arkansas. Lots of baseball, lots of softball, some track going soccer going on, lots of things going on. We're going to start out talking about the Leopards today because we got some big, big stuff to talk about here in a little while.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, big stuff.
We do. You've noticed the change in the temperature. We're going to tell you why.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'll save that for later.
Yeah.
But Leopards, Tony, just amazing what a difference what a few days makes.
Well, it was a mixed bag. You know, Tuesday, Magnolia rolls into town on their two buses. Their girls get off the bus just swinging the bat and beat our Lady Leopards 13-3 in a way that the Lady Leopards haven't been beat really this season. And Perry Bell Nickerson did have a two-run homer in that game, but that was the highlight. They come back on Friday and wear Arkadelphia out, 8-1. In between that, on Wednesday, they go over and give the Scrapperettes all they want in Nashville in a game that you and Jay called because it was on Wednesday and I have previous obligations.
Mm-hmm.
A game that we could have easily won, Greg.
Yeah, we really could have. I'm going to say, you know, we haven't seen every game, but of the games I've played, probably the best game that the Lady Leopards played all year long. And just a couple of calls, when I say calls, I mean like the wind blew a ball foul that was going to be a home run. And it really did. It was blowing that hard.
Yeah.
And a couple of different things there that would have made the difference in the game. And, I mean, it just, you know, most games you don't see one play or two plays or two or three things make a difference. And it did in that game. I think they played a really good game. Looking forward to seeing them play the Scrapperettes again.
Well, this week that game was 2-1 late, Lady Leopards. And Scrapperettes get a three-run homer from their 8 or 9-hole hitter, something like that.
Yeah.
And that that's tough.
Yeah.
But Lady Leopards 10-4 on the year. Leopards are 8-5 on the year. And again, Magnolia got off the bus, man, and they were actually swinging bats and whoever was throwing for them that night. We had softball that night, but whoever was throwing for them threw a no-hitter that night at the Leopards. We come back Friday and we two hit Arkadelphia 12-0 in a game where Connor Shelton was just on fire. He gave up two hits, one walk. He had 8 strikeouts, 6 of the looking variety. Connor really had a good ball game. Like I say, the Leopards are 8-5 both teams play the Scrapper today, if weather permitting, as Jay Bunyard would say. We'll tell you more about that next week.
Yep.
And then we're at Hope on Friday. We'll be covering softball on KDQN that day.
Yep. And so last thing to do with the Leopards, and we need to tell who our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week is going to be this week, Tony.
Well, I kind of gave that out, let that out of the bag. Connor Shelton only allowed 3 base runners, 2 hits and 1 walk in a 12-0 win over Arkadelphia. The Leopards scored 9 runs in the second inning. They were just all over the Badgers and avenged a loss that they had lost at Arkadelphia 6-5 in the bottom of the 7th. So kind of got even with the Badgers, probably more than got even is the way the Badgers would describe it. But it was, like I say, it was a mixed bag. Both teams having good seasons. Lady Leopards 10-4, Leopards 8-5. Both teams are in the mix to go to the regional. So just have to see how this last month of the season plays out.
Cut. Now we're going to go on and talk about some other topics of interest in the area. There's been 2 or 3 things that have happened this week that I know King Tut's got some interest in.
Beautiful eclipse.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. The way the skies kind of parted where we could all see it there right around the right time. I mean, anybody denies there's a God.
Did you notice that right as it got dark that there was a coolness that came over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that was? That was part of hell freezing over when we hired John Calipari.
I was just wondering if you saw my Facebook.
I saw that. But you know, the thing about it is and Tony put this out first, but I agree with it 100%. I don't think anybody has said anything good about John Calipari in the state of Arkansas until yesterday.
Oh, now we love him. Oh, we love him now.
Y'all have heard me complain on here about him cheating at UMass, cheating at Memphis.
Yeah.
But you know,
been proven that he's
I'm not sure it matters what you win if you have to give it all back.
Yeah. But he's gone by the time that happens somewhere else. It's the school that has to give it back. He never has. But, you know, one of the things they've done now, all the cheating that he did, they made it legal. It's pretty. I mean, you can do whatever you want anymore. Just go get a kid, take them wherever you want to, kick them off, let them go. You know, or they can move around whatever they want to do. So it's really not, you know, really little disappointed I am. I think we traded dignity for wins. And I don't know that anybody else is any better, but I think we could have looked a little while longer. You know, the problem you run into is we keep getting what I'm going to call Gus Malzahn by coaches. You know, Gus Malzahn's made more money off of getting contract renewals and extensions off the Razorbacks thinking the Razorbacks wanted him to be their coach than he's made coaching. And I think that's what Chris Beard did that. I think.
Absolutely.
I think Kane did that.
Also not a good guy.
Yeah, no.
Along with Will Wade. Yeah. I mean, we went after people that were not desirable human beings in my opinion.
Well, I will tell you, as UMass and Memphis both found out, what goes around comes around. And you know, I also put on Facebook, I think it was under either my thread or something Jeff posted, that the Thundering Herd does have two wins over John Calipari. Mm-hmm. They were in 08 when they had to give the wins over Marshall back when they had to forfeit their 38 wins.
Yeah, yeah, they vacated those wins, so Marshall got two wins over Memphis and John Calipari.
On the flip side of that, I mean, this is the biggest hire in Razorback history. I mean, as far as coach.
I believe there's not been – was Nolan more – high profile or
not when he was hired?
No.
Okay. Not when he was hired.
I mean, no, I don't think so at all. I think one of the things about it is I think that what they decided, and when I say they, I'm talking about
the people at Tyson.
John Tyson and some of the board of trustees with money. That's who it was. It wasn't Hunter Yurecek, believe me.
Yeah.
But I think what they finally decided is they were never going to entice a coach that – you know, like Chris Beard, which I'm not for him either, or Will Wade, but not Mark Few, not Chaka Smart, not any of those kind of people were not going to come to Arkansas. So what they did is they threw a ton of money at a guy that's 65 years old that was catching a little bit of flack where he was.
Not happy
they
with
never, they couldn't have got rid of him if he didn't want to, but he just got tired of listening to him.
Yeah.
And so what he did is he's going to get just as much money. He's going to come up here. He's going to be renewed for a year or two. And I think it'll probably bode well in wins and losses for the Razorbacks over the next 5 years. You know, and I think that – I'm still not a big fan of the decision.
Well, here's the deal. If you make a deal with Calipari, if you don't win a national championship, is it a failure?
That's a good question. He's going to have to find a few players because the Razorbacks.
Well, the cupboard is what they call bare. Yeah, and I mean bare. Zero.
I sent Tony a meme that showed him in his first Razorback meeting. There was one kid sitting there.
Yeah.
That's all that's left. Because, Brazil went, he declared for the NBA draft.
Yeah. There's nobody right now. I mean, zero. And I did see yesterday where one of them was trying to backtrack on his transfer portal, but hey, that's up to the coach now.
That's
you
right.
know, they don't have to let him.
No.
So, no. I just, I'm here. Here's where I think that, I mean, he doesn't have the sweetheart deal he did with Kentucky where they basically couldn't get rid of him. I think they'd had to pay him $33 million mm-hmm. to got rid of him, mm-hmm. which signed me up. But I think that I don't know. It feels dirty. I guess that's the best way to describe it. I just don't know. I mean, I was telling Greg, I was in a similar dilemma the two or three days that Marshall was looking for a coach. I was afraid they were going to hire Bobby Huggins, and I didn't know how I was going to feel about that either. Fortunately, they didn't.
Talking about being Gus Malzahn'd by Beard, you know, and Sankey had blocked the Will Wade, from what we're hearing, you know, said he couldn't coach there. That's kind of put the Wildcats in a position where who are they going to go after?
Well, I think they can get anybody they want.
I've heard Billy Donovan, one of the top three jobs
in college basketball.
Chaka Smart.
I saw something the other day that had UK as the second best job in college football, had Arkansas as the sixth best job in college football or basketball. And you know, I don't know if I'd have said that before they was able to lure Calipari away, but now how could you not say that it's at least a top 10 job?
I think it is
a top 10 job.
Well, I think there's three schools out there that get anybody they want: North Carolina, Kentucky, and Duke. Yeah. I mean, and that's Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're probably four.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing about it is what I'm wanting to see, you know, I don't think Calipari cheated at Kentucky because he didn't have to, just what you said.
That's right.
He cheated to get players everywhere else he was. Now, Arkansas's not Kentucky. I mean, I love Arkansas, but they're not Kentucky. So what's he going to do to get players?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Of course, he's got $5 or $6 million of NIL money to play with, so he can start doling that out.
That goes back to the schools we were just talking about. Certain schools recruit themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we could coach there and get 5 stars, maybe not 10 of them like he does, but those schools we just mentioned, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, you don't have to have the best recruiter.
That's what always puzzled me about Kentucky hiring him was, you're exactly right. You don't have to have John Calipari, Kentucky, to recruit Kentucky. You know, you could have went out and got who you thought was the best X's and O's guy, and kids would still come to Kentucky. This is a little different situation, although Arkansas, I thoroughly believe, is a top 10 perennial college basketball school. I think that the Calipari effect may be felt even more here than it was at Kentucky.
That's a good possibility that it is. And I think the deal it is, the kind of players that Calipari's looking at, they're looking for the money. They don't care whether their jersey's red or blue.
Show me the money.
Well, they really don't.
No, they don't.
They don't. They're not going to be there that long anyway.
No. So they're not going to.
Arkansas, for a stretch, 1989 through 96, 97, they were one of those schools that recruited itself, you know. But these other schools have done it.
And it's not just Arkansas. You get past the top 20 or 30 teams in America in college basketball. That you might find a little school pride after that. State pride, whatever, but these guys are basically hired, you know, assassins.
Anymore.
They're guns for hire. They go wherever the highest bid is, and Greg's exactly right. It doesn't matter if it's Wildcat Blue or Razorback Red. It's who's showing me the money.
Yeah, it's all about green.
Which is what one of the Razorback players that entered the portal said.
Yeah.
He was going to go. They asked him where he was thinking about going, and he said, whoever will pay me.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yep. Well, so we hadn't really got a chance to talk about this even, and we're talking about Calipari, but we hadn't even talked about Muss leaving. So,
you recall somebody that looks and sounds a lot like me told you guys a couple of weeks ago, there's a lot more pressure attached to this job than Arkansas fans realize. And the Arkansas fans are the ones that apply the pressure. And I that at least had something to do with Muss leaving.
He didn't get all he was thinking out there, though, because Bronny entered the portal a day before he took the job, I think.
Right. But I mean, and I know he's going back to where he's from and things like that, but under normal circumstances, nobody leaves Arkansas to go to USC.
No.
Not in college basketball. Well, maybe football.
We had a player do it in football.
The only thing look what happened to him. That's a story for a different time. we can talk about that documentary. Yeah, we can talk about that documentary later on. But the one thing I can see is, because I really Muss went out there, didn't get any increase in pay, really. If he got any, it may be about the same. But I think the only thing that could be is his wife may have more opportunities out there to do what she does, which is TV, that kind of thing. And you know, that may make him more money, because it's going to cost him a whole lot more money to live out there.
Taxes and all that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're one of the lowest taxed states in the union, and you're going to California?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things about people like Muss is he is so driven that he can't stand to go down. And you're going to have some ups and downs. And when you have a down, he's looking for another place to go where he can go up. He can move. You know, when he gets the Razorbacks up here, and as soon as they did that just a little bit, he's looking for another place down here so he can start them back up this way. I just think that he really, really likes doing that. That's why he spent a lot of time in the developmental league in the NBA coaching them, because I think that, you know, that helped. And I think that – I also think that he got crossways with the money guys up in Fayetteville.
Yeah, I believe so. I think the moral of the story here is we lost a good one. We got a good one. It just depends on what you think of character from here on out.
Apparently it means nothing.
That's true.
I mean, what else can you say? The guy's not only a cheater, he's a proven cheater over and over and over again.
Tony, I'll be honest with you. I'd take Charles Manson coaching us if we won a national championship.
Well, at least you're honest about it. You're not like these Razorback fans on Facebook the other night who I've never heard them say or post anything good about Calipari, and now he's the best thing since sliced bread. And here's the deal. If he was a scoundrel at Kentucky, he's still a scoundrel at Arkansas. He's just our scoundrel.
I made a comment.
That's right. That's exactly right. But and one of the things that you mentioned is, will it be worth it if he wins a national championship here?
The answer to that, yes.
Well, I
think in the
it depends on how you look at it. It depends on how you look at it. I think from the fan base's point of view, yes. But you also got to look at Kentucky. He was there since 2009, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so.
2009. He only won one.
Yeah.
And you're talking about one of the best jobs in the world where people just flock to you.
Yeah, you don't have to recruit.
No.
He's not on planes going out and recruiting.
No,
people's coming to him.
He picked which ones he wanted.
He's been beat out in the first round the last 2 years, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, or two out of the last three anyway. I can't.
But, you know, the other night, Thursday night at track meet, when all the rumors were swirling about who was going to get the job, I made the comment to a friend. I said, if we hire Will Wade, I'll no longer be a Razorback basketball fan. And I was afraid I was going to be put to the test right there for a little bit.
Well, the hard part about that story to believe is you had a friend.
Calipari.
Yes, I have a friend. Mom, I'm sorry they're talking about you like this.
That's the thing about me is I don't want to. I mean, if you're going to get a cheater, at least we got the best one.
That's right. Well,
yeah,
that's
I mean, we, right, yeah, you
I
know.
Cannot, I can't argue with that.
You know, that's the only thing I can say about it. I am not in support of it. I think there's a lot of different ways you could have went and
but
at least
you're like
tried.
Me, you're still a fan. I mean,
well, I'm always going to be a fan of the Razorbacks, but
I did finally settle on if Marshall had hired Huggins, I would still have to root for him. I just can't root for anybody else.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Pirates have been lousy for 30 years now, and guess what? I'm still rooting for the Pirates.
I mentioned this in a post the other day, me and Tony talking. You know, Marshall, they lost a heck of a coach over the week, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did.
Their women's basketball coach.
She went from from making about $250,000 a year to 5 years, $3.75 million.
She took one of those three jobs
that
recruits itself in women's college basketball.
Yep.
I mean,
the Hokies.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't blame her for doing that.
Or Tennessee. Yeah. They got beat by the Hokies.
Lady Volunteers.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're talking about probably the biggest legend in ladies' college coaching, Pat Summitt, coached at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you're following in those footsteps. You can't blame her. I hope she's not in over her head. I mean, because she's not only a really good basketball coach, she's a great human being. And I could see her getting eaten alive in Knoxville.
Always a possibility.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about that. You want to talk about the Final Four or the championship games?
Not really. Did you see my sheet?
Yeah.
I was sitting listening to y'all.
I finished up in the 18th percentile on mine.
I don't even
know. Tony's going to talk about his. I think he's probably in the, what, 90 what?
The last I looked, it was 94.
Yeah, 94. That's pretty good.
So we're going to talk about it?
Well, yeah, we are going to talk about it. That's the only reason I'm here.
Excuse me. I got to leave the room and go to the rest.
We just finished talking about it. We did talk about it. That's all we're going to talk about it.
Would y'all like to talk about the college football program?
Well, there is one thing on a very unserious note. I was sitting there talking to, I don't know, my buddy, Joey Henson. Back, we were texting back and forth about this thing with Arkansas. And I said, you know, they hired Petrino. They've hired Calipari. What they need to do is just fire DVH and hire Pete Rose to manage the baseball team. And that's the unholy trifecta.
No, that's exactly right.
Nah, I mean, I wouldn't go with Rose. I'd go with the guy that coached the Astros, managed the Astros a few years ago. I mean, I think he's probably a better manager. Can't think of his name right now. That's what
Were they beat on trash cans to steal signs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that he's crooked enough.
That's why we'll take him.
You didn't want Will Wade, you got John Calipari.
Man, I want a minor cheater for this one.
I'm not getting rid of DVH.
We're going to get the Russians to coach our track team.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think we got to worry about that. Are you talking about track? Arkansas is one of the places that doesn't have to recruit either.
That's right.
They just come here now.
That's right.
That is true.
You'll see
track,
people in the Olympics.
Probably baseball as well.
Yeah.
I mean, number one baseball team in America.
You see people in the Olympics you've never heard of, and they'll say, well, you know, they went to the University of Arkansas.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, we don't.
They're from Mozambique.
It's such a big deal up there, and they don't really push it throughout the state. I mean.
You know why? Because they can't sell tickets and make money off of it.
Yeah.
That's why they don't do it.
That's right.
You know, there's people, I mean, you can go, they go all the time.
Yeah.
Let me test your knowledge about non-revenue sports.
They have
Marshall has one national championship in Division I sports. Do you know?
I know it.
Can you name it?
Volleyball.
Soccer.
And you know how many kids from West Virginia was on the Marshall soccer team
Zero.
That won it all in 2020? One.
Manager.
We had a token West Virginia kid. And the rest were not from here, as we say. They were overseas.
I hear but Arkansas that's, even has a soccer team.
They do.
I wish we could get them on our schedule.
I think they're on the SEC network from time to time.
Yeah, they are. But let's go back to the women's national championship game, if y'all don't mind, for just a second. I'll talk about that. First of all, TV coverage. Largest audience for a national championship game ever, men's or women's. 24 million people viewing it at certain times. Yeah. I think it averaged 18.7.
Did it go
you can say
you
a lot of things about me.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. You can say a lot of things about Caitlin Clark, though. She has enhanced women's basketball
Absolutely.
In this country. There's good things about her and bad things about her. I watch her. One of the things I will tell you, she does some amazing things on the basketball court. She's not 6'8". You know, if you're 6'8" and you're a woman, you're going to be pretty dominant unless if you can walk.
One of the things that got them beat.
Yeah, that is what. That's one of the things that got them beat. They got a dominant big girl, and she was really good.
Offensive rebounds. Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you, though, and I thought for a couple of weeks it's South Carolina. And I'm going to and partly because South Carolina is the best team.
Yeah.
But
and
also
being – Not necessarily looked over, but disrespected.
Disrespected
by
big time. I mean,
with probably the best coach.
People
in
saying
that
UConn Iowa game was the biggest, and it may be in the biggest game in girls' college basketball history. And South Carolina sitting there, we've lost like four games in 3 years, and we're undefeated this year.
I think, is what I saw the other day, maybe.
Why ain't you talking about us? and we're going to get our shot at them, and you're going to see who the best team in America is.
And Don Staley played the old Nolan Richardson card from 94 and said
no respect.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, I had actually
game
seen
and they're not even talking about
it's on our notes who's going to replace Slick John at UK, and I honestly seen an honest serious Twitter saying that's who the Kentucky should go to coach their boys.
Don Staley.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be a bad choice.
It would not.
But you know the thing, but anyway, we probably need to move on. And let's talk about the men's game just for a second.
Okay. Well, it was exactly the way I predicted it to be.
Yeah.
And is that all you want me to say about it?
Yeah.
You mean to tell you my bracket was in the 94th percentile and I had the championship game exactly right and the winner right?
Yeah.
Is there an echo in there?
Yeah. I think one of the things is I probably one of the games I cared less about in my recent memory. Didn't really care who won. Kind of wanted Purdue to win just so UConn wouldn't win two in a row. That's the only reason. No, I didn't have anything to do with that. If I'd known that, I would have been pulling for Purdue harder, though.
We talked about this when I sat in with y'all during a high school game earlier in the year. You let the score theirs and shut down everybody else. Chances are you're going to win, and, you know, that's what UConn done last night. They didn't give up the three-pointers. 80, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he got his.
He got 37.
I was going to say, he's right at 40 and –
Yeah.
But didn't really factor in. Yeah.
But the best team, you know, UConn had four guys in double figures.
Yeah. I also told my buddy the other day, my other buddy, my aunt, that Edie plays a lot like the Joker.
Yeah.
Djokovic in the NBA, and you can't stop him if they're going to let him get away with that elbow in the lane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because if I'm an official, he fouls out in the first half.
That's right.
I mean.
That's right.
But. UConn done what
you have been watching basketball in Southwest Arkansas.
Yeah,
they're allowing much more contact than they ever allowed back home.
Sure, that's just part. That's because they watched college basketball.
I guess so.
And what you watch is what you do.
Yeah.
But anyway, UConn great season, another championship. None of us really care.
And so, South Carolina women. I mean, it was
congratulations
two really,
to them. You got to give them credit.
Two really exciting tournaments.
The biggest way it could make an impact, though, we talk about Kentucky being able to have anybody they want. Do they go after Danny Hurley?
Yeah. And that's always a possibility. I think they're going after Donovan's who I think they're going after.
Yeah, but once he says no.
I know.
How do you make – they're not going to hire some up-and-comer from a G5.
No.
Debbie Smith's out there.
Yeah, I think he's done. Anyway,
so is Dan D'Antoni, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, probably need to move on if you don't mind.
John Pelfrey?
Let's.
Who was the guy that went to Missouri? Mike Anderson.
But Pelfrey was a.
Yeah. Is he even coaching anymore?
Nah, I don't know. Anyway,
that is time to move on.
Hey, let's do this. Let's move on to Panther Athletics. We got Jim Cross on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, it's good to have you with us today. I'm leading into the conversation because Greg Rebels is on appointment somewhere.
Oh man, how are we going to do without Greg?
I don't know, man. We thought we were going to shut it down. And he thought, nah, we'll get Jim on here, and he'll kind of carry us through. So,
and then I walked through the door.
Yeah, yeah, and then just like on the golf tee, Tuttle steps up, and everybody goes to the house. So, hey, Panthers, tell me about their week last week.
I tell you, it was an eventful week. We started out and beat Nashville, the boys, on Monday.
That is crazy.
Beat the first place team.
Yeah.
And then we go to Murfreesboro, and the fence was about 10 feet from home plate. And we saw 8 home runs, and we were down 5-0. In the
8
first
home
inning.
Runs in a high school baseball game.
But Murfreesboro thinks because they have that 8-foot fence that counteracts everything. It doesn't matter that it's 220 feet after.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we gave up 3 home runs in the first inning. We're down 5-0. And ended up hitting a grand slam, then a 2-run homer in the 7th, and pulled out a 12-11 victory at Murfreesboro.
Wow. And, so it's kind of the Fenway Park of the Arkansas high school baseball circuit.
Yeah, I told him on the radio, I said, I hadn't seen this many home runs since Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in the 80s.
The launching pad. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were just pop-ups going out. I felt sorry for the pitchers. And then we go to Magnolia Friday, and the complete opposite happens. We hit a home run in the first inning. We're up 4-0, looking like we're going to blow them out of the water. And they score 11 runs in the third.
Wow.
To, to go up 11-4. We battle back. They don't score any more runs. We get to the seventh inning. We're tied 11-11. And they score a run in the bottom of the seventh to beat us 12-11. Crazy game.
Well, you know, I mean, you've just described a week in the life of the 4A7. I mean, you know, we beat you guys. You guys beat Nashville. Magnolia no hits us. I mean, it's just it is crazy how level this league is in high school baseball.
It is. It's like everybody's pretty good.
Yeah, everybody's pretty good.
So on a given day, you can win or lose, and there's really no rhyme or reason to it, to be honest.
Yeah,
that makes that last week or two of conference play
very interesting.
Really interesting.
Oh, it's going to get interesting. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it does.
It is to get really interesting. We're supposed to play the Scrappers today at our place, Jim. What do you think the chances of us getting that in?
Okay. we'll beat those Scrappers now.
Well, we're going to try if it doesn't rain us out.
We got a doubleheader against Hope today, so because we missed the first time, so we're going to play two today if possible, but I doubt it. It rained a lot in Ashdown.
So when you got rained out the first time, now then they scheduled a doubleheader instead of waiting and rescheduling?
Yeah.
Well, that makes too much sense.
And it rains twice as much.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Then it rains twice as much the next time.
So how'd the Lady Panthers do last week, Jim?
They had a tough week. We lost in Nashville. It was a close game early, and they ended up scoring like five or six in the seventh to beat us pretty handily. And, you know, for me, that's tough to broadcast, but I did my best.
Well, they beat us 4-2 on a sixth or seventh inning three-run homer, and you're right, it is hard. It is hard.
You know, their girls are good. That Worthington, the pitcher, she's really good.
Yeah, she is.
And they've got a couple girls that are pretty salty. Them and Malvern are tough.
Yes, Malvern. And the thing about, you know, the girl that hit the home run on the Leopards was the eight-hole hitter. You're pretty stacked from top to bottom when you're eight-hole hitter. You know, goes yard on a three-run homer. So, Malvern's the same way, though.
We got Hope this week and then Camden Fairview on Friday.
Well, if y'all take care of business, sounds like that could be two potential wins.
Hope so. Yeah. Hope so. But, yeah. You know, Fairview's got some pretty good pitching. And so we'll see. But, you know, the way the league is shaping up, fellas, as you well know, is that, yeah, you could be the 2 seed 1 week, and the 5 seed the next week.
that's exactly right. Yeah, you gotta be on your game. And at some point, there's one or two teams in our league, in both baseball and softball, that's going to look back on the season, and one run will have cost them a spot in the regionals. Leopards have lost a couple one run games that they're going to go back and say, man, you know, if we're not in that top four, a run or two probably cost you a spot of moving on.
It will. I mean, you know, you give up 11 runs in the third inning, and you still almost win the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's a game you got to kind of look back on and say, hey, if we'd have given up five, we went going away.
Right, but, right.
It was just crazy. It was just a perfect storm for Magnolia.
Well, brother, who's going to be your Horatio State Bank Panther Player of the Week?
Well, let's see. I'm going to give it to Nash Brown against Murfreesboro. Nash went 4-for-5 with a grand slam, and then he had a couple of hits in the game against Nashville, a couple of RBIs, and he had a double and a single against Magnolia. So we'll give it to Nash Brown.
Did he also have 15 tackles?
He had 15 tackles. And I just go ahead and throw his name out there.
I'm telling you, man, that kid is everywhere on the football field. He's everywhere.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he is. Well, Jim, we really I'm sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
Jim, I hear you're on your way to Northwest Arkansas today.
Yeah, going to watch the Razorbacks. My dad and I are going, and so we're going to go call the Hogs today.
Well, I was just going to say, woo pig suey. And if you get a chance to interview Coach Calipari, we'd use it next week on the podcast.
Well, I mean, I figured I've got my little card that says I went the good path. I think that would get me right in the door.
Uh-oh, we've done started the pot again.
I'll tell you what.
Coach Cal might not know much about the good path.
You might be thinking over the next week, Jim, of what you think about this Calipari hire, because I would like to know what a man like you thinks about it.
Man, I'm excited.
Are you really?
I think it's, Yeah. All right. I'm excited about it.
All
right. Yeah, he'll
I told him I thought it was the best Razorback hire of all time. I mean, I'm just saying, as far as status, when you hire him, you know, he's the biggest name we've ever hired at anything.
Well, let's go with these expectations now.
Well, you know, what the good news is, he's not going to have to convince any of the current players, but because they're all gone.
Yeah.
That's right. So, that's right. So, it's going to be a whole new Razorback team.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
Of course, when you go 500, that's really made it not a bad thing. You always wonder about teams and says, we got everybody back. Well, how many games did we win last year? We won 8.
But, you know, that just goes to show. I was just pointing out that Jim was traveling to watch the Hogs and getting a Whoopig Suey from him. And
yeah. Well, if you Coach see Cal Perry, I mean,
Coach Cal kind of dominates all Razorback talk right now.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He does. Jim, thank you so much. And safe travels heading to Fayetteville today to the to watch the Hogs. And I hope they come away with a big W for y'all.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a good week.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Big thanks to Jim Cross for calling in on his way up to Fayetteville. And we want to give a big thanks out to our sponsors as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, 870-642-8387. And as some of you may know, listening in, that we actually just had to utilize Dr. Martin, and he's a great, great guy.
I'll tell you what, great doctor, better human.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if it doesn't matter if it's a routine, a yearly checkup, that kind of thing, or major surgery or something more drastic, I'm definitely would be glad to have Dr. Martin there for me.
He's blessed to have him in our community.
Yeah, for sure. And down at Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, 139 Southern Drive, they also have all of your veterinary needs taken care of. 870-898-5181 to schedule an appointment today. And just the Google reviews alone, 5 out of 5, tons of reviews, in and out, quickly, friendly staff, affordable prices, and they loved my puppy. So that's just one of the Google reviews you might read when you research them. Basically, between DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet Clinic, they have Southwest Arkansas covered for all of your veterinary needs, be them routine or something serious, or maybe room and board, or grooming, or flea and tick prevention. All that is
they're the best.
Best.
I've lived 3 different places, used several different vets, and some have been very good.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even in the same league with Dr. Martin.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we're so happy to have them as a sponsor since day one. So shout out to them. Always bringing you the Ashdown talk. But moving on. What you guys want to pick? Should we go with talking about the Eagles next?
Yeah. Causatot River Eagles. They had a mixed bag week. Both teams went 1-1 on the week. The Eagles are 3-5 on the year. Tuesday, they lost at they won at Two Rivers 12-0 and then lost to the Danville Little Johns. Again, a missed opportunity. 12-3.
Yeah.
So the Eagles are 3-5 on the year. Lady Eagles 1-6 on the year. They lost at Two Rivers 10-6 and beat the Danville
Lady Little Johns.
Well, we've talked about this. What are they? The Little Janes.
That's what I'd go with.
The Little Janes.
Well, now
I don't know if that's official.
Yeah.
My brother's here in the studio, and we talk about this all the time, these missed opportunities for mascots. There's a community in north of here called Hackett, and I always thought they should be the Buddy Hacketts.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the Buddy Hacketts. What are they, Jeff?
They're the Hacks, right?
They're not. And then there's a community called Charleston, of course, where you and I are from. That's Charleston Charlies, right? Tyler thinks it's Charleston Chews.
Yeah, so Charleston Chews.
but some missed opportunities on nicknames here.
Yeah.
They beat the Danville Little Johns, Little Janes, I'm not sure, 15-0. So go ahead.
It's our podcast. We can call them what we want.
That's true.
Well,
they just might not like it, but
yeah.
You know, they're not listening to Danville.
They might be.
Send your emails to Jay Tuttle.
Jeff, you don't know how to do podcast. Everybody's listening, right? Oh. I mean, all the way. I mean, we got listeners in Germany.
Virginia.
We got listeners in Virginia. You know, Danville, all of them listen.
There's 2 people in
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You and your mom.
Me and your mom.
You got to make it seem like, we're doing a lot better than we are.
We are. This week, it is the Eagles and Lady Eagles hit the road big time. They're at Boonville, at Mena, and at Cedarville.
Wow.
They'll never get all of those in.
Just because of the lengths of the trips, or
well, I was thinking weather, but
weather's a cruel mistress.
So good luck to them. Our Union Bank Eagle Player of the Week is senior Blake Evans for the Eagles. Good
awesome
week this week.
Awesome. Moving on to the Gators.
Foreman Gators 1-4 on the year. Monday they lost versus Murfreesboro. That was at home, so it wasn't at Fenway. 21-2. The Lady Gators 3-3 on the year. Monday they lost to Murfreesboro 23-1, and then beat Akron on Friday 10-0. So you got the lone win at Akron, but a tough week for the Gators.
No, they did not beat Akron.
They did not? That's what scorebook. Oh, you're right. It does say L, doesn't it?
They didn't even play.
What's this? 10-0.
Well,
they got, how do you know this?
Because Akron's coach called another friend of mine, Jeffrey Mounts.
You have three friends.
And said,
"Where are you finding out things on this podcast today?"
Said in the first inning, which maybe it was 10-0 in the first inning, Akron, they were calling an illegal pitch on Foreman's pitcher for crow hopping. She got mad and thrown out of the game. The coach got mad and thrown out of the game. So they got on the bus and drove home.
Well, maybe that's why it's 10-0. I don't know. Anyway,
drama, scandal.
Yeah.
How would you like to be a parent that drove from Foreman to Akron, well over an hour?
Yeah.
And didn't even make it through the first inning and turn around and, well, I guess they could have went to eat.
There's been games I've been at I'd like to have left in the first inning. I'm a Pirates fan. So this week the Gators, they are hosting your Outlaws, correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
And Friday they're at Horatio. That's going to be another tough week for the Gators. Maybe they can overcome in a couple of these ball games. Our Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week is junior first baseman Kylie Cope. Or Cope. I'm going to say it's Cope.
Culp.
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 I'm going to go with Culp.
All right. So congratulations, Kylie.
Which their schedule kind of answers a question for me, because I was thinking Derricks and Foreman might play Friday to make up a rain out if they get rained out, but
right,
they already have a game scheduled. So
yeah, well, this is from Scorebook Live, so yeah. Maybe they're going to play a doubleheader like Ashdown is.
Maybe.
Yeah. So.
Well, there you have it. I guess moving on to the Horatio Lions.
Horatio Lady Lions got busy last week. They're 13-5 on the year. They went 4-0 on the week, and they got after it. They beat Caddo at home 15-0 Monday. Friday, they beat Spring Hill 8-6. That's out there. Saturday, they play two games, Parker's Chapel at home 14-6, and then Junction City at home 12-3. So they went from 9-5 to 13-5 in one season. Kind of a note on that, the Lions and the Lady Lions and the Lady Leopards were supposed to play Thursday, and that game was canceled because of the Leopard relays. I would love to see a game between the Lady Leopards and the Lady Lions, but you know, with everybody, there's so much emphasis on getting in conference games this year. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it would be great that it would. The Lions 2-0 on the week. They beat Caddo 16-1 and win at Spring Hill 10-7. So it was a great week to be in Horatio Lyon, as their baseball and softball teams combined to go 6-0 on the week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're 7-7 on the year. Our Horatio State Bank Lyon Player of the Week is going to be senior Kenley Rankin, who is a really good ball player.
So when it's getting all this conference play is having to get stuffed in and canceled and postponed. And
coaches will schedule an occasional non-conference game in this time, but it's rare. I mean, it's really a dry spring if you end up playing all those non-conference
games.
And a smaller school like Derrick's, you know, their coaches were told not to schedule on Tuesdays and Thursdays because of track. I mean, we have several ninth graders that participate in junior high track and then senior track meets on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then, don't you run the risk of adding more pitches to, you know, run
well,
out?
Well, in the high school baseball era of pitch count, it is, you know, if you go 30, you got to sit a day, 60, I believe. You got to sit 2 days, 90, 3 days, 120 is the limit. And you got to get through a 3 or 4 game week, you better have some pitching.
Yeah.
It tests your pitching.
Absolutely. All right. Well, moving on, we want to take a second to talk about our our title sponsor, if I could say it correctly, and that is Dr. Walker and everything under the Walker Empire. Dr. Walker's clinic open 7/7/7. That's 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for your convenience. They are a multi-specialty clinic doing all the things that you've come to expect, like wound care, fracture care and casting, joint injections, minor skin lacerations, IV fluids and antibiotics, i.e. a normal Friday night for Greg. DOT physicals, drug screens, workers' comp, employment and pre-employment physicals.
Greg hurts himself getting out of the recliner.
That's right. He needs a wound care, fracture care.
And he doesn't care that we talk about him like that. He said so on his way out.
He said so on his way out.
That's right.
He said, I don't care.
Yeah. Plus all the other things, like for the employer, DOT physicals, drug screens, workers' comp, and employment and pre-employment physicals, plus much, much more. They were open for me when I had the flu and strep throat earlier this year, and I was glad to have
the double whammy.
The double whammy. Walker Family Clinic. We love them. Also, Leopard Care Clinic by Dr. Randy Walker, on-campus full-service medical clinic. Their goal is to help improve the lives of DeQueen School District children and faculty by bringing essential services to them when and where they need them most on campus. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success because healthy students are better learners.
We take for granted that we have that we have a place on campus for our students, our administrators, our teachers to go. How many education hours does that save?
Yeah.
And work hours does that save?
Absolutely.
In a year.
We talked about them being like, perhaps DeQueen schools test so well because of this too. Like it has branching arms that.
That's right. It has effects
that
were probably even unintended when they started it, but it's very positive for our.
And one of the effects is those teachers and students who want to take a personal day and say, I have to go so and so and go to the doctor.
Hey, perfect.
And now they can't do it.
We got it right
here.
Good
deal. We got it right here.
Go across the street.
Yeah. That's right. We love it. Also, Simple Simon's Pizza, possibly my favorite out of all of them. Listen, I love healthcare as much as the next guy, but I like pizza more. 870-642-4103. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Check out their buffet. $8.99 every single day starting at 11. Gets you all you can eat pizza.
Best salad bar in 100 mile radius.
The salad bar is definitely,
better than anyone in Texarkana.
Oh, for sure.
It's top notch.
Absolutely. And everything under the moon on that
and
on
if
that
you
salad
eat enough
bar.
Pizza, you can go to one of those care clinics.
That's right. It all works together.
It's all part of the big picture.
It is. Including the next one I'll talk about, which is Ayers Cleaners. So if you get a bunch of, mozzarella and marinara on your shirt, take your shirt down to Ayers Cleaners, 621 West Gilson Avenue in DeQueen. They'll clean anything from your pizza-stained shirt all the way to grandma's
quilt. And
apparently,
if you tell them, Greg Revels, they'll actually store it for you.
Yeah, apparently. I know they're doing a thing with DeQueen graduates, I believe, coming up, that they will press your cap and gown.
Also Beer County graduate.
Oh, that's amazing. So they want to make sure you're not getting it in that day.
Yeah, that's right. They want it well in advance, but they'll press your cap and gown.
That's right. If you're listening and you want to take advantage of that, just give them a call, 870-584-7128. It's Ayers Cleaners. And don't forget about Dr. Walker's Dirks Clinic, which is expanding to have X-ray and all the services that you've come to expect from Dr. Randy Walker. And that's right on Main Street in Dirks. And it makes sense because let's talk about the Dirks Outlaws.
The Outlaw is in the studio.
That's right. King Tut. Ready to go?
A guy who has more nicknames than friends.
Absolutely. And that won't even make both of my friends mad that you said that. Back to Dr. Randy Walker's office in Derrick's.
Yeah.
Your mom's sitting there saying, well, that's fair.
That's fair.
They've done a little upgrade there, painted the building, been doing some work. I mean, everything looks really nice over there.
Awesome.
On the window, it says something about those X-rays. I know we said that we didn't know if they were doing those yet, but, I mean, it's on the... On the windows.
So I think it's ready to go. We got to talk to Andy. We got to have her back in to give us an update on that. But Dirks must be pretty nice. Have a nice family clinic there for your convenience. So Outlaws.
Some of the Outlaw fans might have gone to the clinic last week for migraines or headaches because it was a rough week in North Howard County. Baseball team 3-7 on the year, went 0-3 last week. They did get three games in, had a busy week. They lost to Spring Hill, on Monday, 5 to 4, I believe. Could have been 6 to 5. Mm. I was doing a softball game, and to be honest with you, I'm not exact on that score either. I'll get into that off the air.
Uh-oh.
But
does he not take a picture of the scoreboard? So, y'all usually really good about that.
I was frustrated, Tony.
Was you?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
We didn't finish the game on the radio. We we were told to wrap things up so they could go to Scrapper Baseball.
Ah, yes. Of course. Of course.
Then on Tuesday, Bismarck Lions and my nephew, Riley Tuttle, traveled to town. I just cheered for one batter for Bismarck, and that was him when they were playing. And
have a good ball game?
He did have a good game. The Lions defeated Bismarck 10-5.
It's a conflict of interest to me a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't on the radio that day.
Okay, good. There you go.
But, all right. The Lions defeated Outlaws 10-5. Andrew Mack had his first career home run in that game.
Mm.
Heck of an effort by the Bismarck Lion right fielder who crashed into the wall. And you can see his imprint of a body on our metal wall. And I'm not exaggerating.
It's like Wile E. Coyote flying through there.
Fortunately, the kid, he laid out there for a few minutes, got up and stayed in the game. I mean,
hey.
But
so they got you out there at the rubber mallet pounding that fence back.
Now I think they're going to chalk line.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's a great idea.
We did suggest that. I don't know that it
was. Was that Cody's suggestion?
No, my brother's actually.
Oh, okay.
And then on Friday, the Outlaws wrapped up the week with a conference loss at home to Murfreesboro. They were defeated 9-1 in that one.
So y'all played them at Fenway yet?
No, we won't. We just play one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One time throughout the season.
Okay.
And like you say, it goes back to being hard to get all the games in. You know, if you were to play everybody twice in the conference. And,
right.
After listening to all the games, Murfreesboro's really good. They're good.
Well, apparently they gave Ashdown all they wanted.
It was
insane. And Ashdown's a really good baseball team.
That was an insane game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Outlaws scheduled to play Foreman today on Tuesday. I expect a rain out, but who knows?
It looks beautiful outside right now through that window I'm looking.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're scheduled to play Prescott at home tomorrow, which I will mention on the air. We were going to do the Booster Club has bought a sign, dedicate the field, Drew Walson Memorial Field.
Oh, that's cool.
We're going to do the naming of it tomorrow. I don't expect any of that to take place on Wednesday. I mean, the rain looks more significant tomorrow evening than it does today. But so Foreman today and Prescott on Wednesday for the Outlaws, and that would be their week. Outlaws softball, Lady Outlaws, 4-6 on the year, and they went 0-2 last week. With, like I say, lost to Spring Hill. I believe it was 9-4, could have been 10-4 in the loss. And then they were defeated on Friday by Murfreesboro Lady Rattlers, 11-6, and two losses for them. Once again, the only game they had scheduled for this week is the Foreman game on Tuesday, today. So we'll just have to wait and see if they get that in. Now, the Toad Thumper Player of the Week for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws last week is going to be Maddie Chandler for the Lady Outlaws softball team. She had a good week at the plate, and she's a starting shortstop, and she makes some incredible plays in the field. Good week at the plate and in the field for Maddie Chandler. So congratulations to her on being the Toad Thumper Player of the Week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the Colin Ray Leopard Relays. We'll have several coming up in that.
I was at the end as well. So
okay, it's going to be Thursday, April the 11th, and the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws will be represented there.
There'll be a lot of teams here for that. It's one of the bigger meets in our area.
Awesome. Well, I think that wraps up all of the local baseball softball games from last week and a look at what's upcoming this week. You guys want to go national?
Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of things. One, Jeff has got his Augusta shirt on, and this is Masters week.
Great week.
Yeah. I'm not sure Coach Bell wants us out there, but I'll have to apologize to him if he doesn't. He's at Augusta.
No way.
Yeah, he is. He's at Augusta this week, so
it's on my bucket list. I may never make it happen, but it's one of them.
One of the key components to be at the Masters, you got to be in Georgia.
Yeah.
And you're here with me.
Unfortunately.
I'll take you over Georgia.
Oh, man. That's good. Look at that, man.
That's so nice.
We kid because we care.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I wasn't kidding.
Are you like me? You just hate to fly?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Hey, you didn't want to miss the eclipse. Huh? That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
See? But, you know, always, I mean, even people who don't watch golf regularly usually watch the Masters. I have a bit of a grudge against the Masters right now, and I may get over it one day. And it's not even really the Masters' fault, but...
Who is the Master?
The Master?
Yeah.
Another one of my nicknames.
Oh, okay. I see.
Are you asking me who my favorite golfer is or who I think the best of all time is?
No, I don't know. You just said it's not the Masters' fault, so I was wondering.
Well, I'm talking about the tournament's fault.
It was a poor joke.
Back in the COVID era, they moved the Masters to the fall. You remember? I actually fell on the same weekend as the 50th anniversary of the Marshall plane crash. And game day, it was rumored they were coming to Huntington for the anniversary of the plane crash. When they moved the Masters, they got off of Huntington and went to Augusta for college football game day. And I've protested college football game day and the Masters ever since.
Well, so that's your whole beef with them right now?
Pretty much.
So before we wrap it up, could we at least pick a winner and a long shot?
You really want to go against me picking a winner?
Yes.
As hot as I am at office NCAA team?
I want you to pick who you think will win it. And a long shot to win it.
Did you pick UConn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you hadn't heard this? Here we go again.
I picked UConn and Purdue to be in the championship and UConn to win.
I'll give you another chance to gloat. Go ahead.
I picked UConn and Purdue to win the championship, and UConn won. And my bracket's in the 94th percentile on ESPN.
Oh, I love it.
If I could have picked a few of the early upsets that Jeff picked,
mm-hmm.
we should have got together on this.
A few of the early upsets is all Jeff got right. Because the bracket was destroyed shortly after that.
I look like my ninth grade Mrs. Oxley English teacher paper. You know, just red marks all over it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's gonna win the big thing? The green jacket, right? Is that or is that something else?
The green jacket.
The green jacket. All right, I know enough about that.
My sentimental favorite, I'm going with Rory McIlroy.
Mm.
To win,
is that your? You think that's not your long shot?
No, that's
because
not a long
he's
shot.
Definitely not.
He
long
had a
shot.
Good week this last week. I think finished in the top five at Houston.
Right,
and I like that Houston tournament too because you know it's kind of a play into the Masters.
Right,
you know, whoever wins it gets in, and it's people.
Be thinking about this, Randy. I'm going to give you the mic for just a second.
It's sometimes
Randy probably knows more about golf than I do.
Am I? My long shot is going to be Sahith Theegala. Remember that because he'll be top 10.
I'll forget it as soon as we walk out of this.
All right. I'll remind you next week. What is it, next week you might not be here?
No, I'll be here next week. Okay. It's the week after
okay.
that. Y'all can just make fun of me all you want because I'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know what? I'm looking over the field here. And I've always liked, and he's not played great lately, but Sergio Garcia, I think I'm going to go with him to win. And I know he's not American, but.
Neither is Rory.
Yeah. And my long shot, just because sentimental pick, I'll go with Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
And that invited. Would be a long shot.
Is Phil invited?
Yeah. He's there. Oh, you wanted to see the field? All right.
Okay, while Tony's brother Randy's looking over the
I might do. Let's see here. So you went with Sahith. I like Rory.
He's been practicing saying that for about 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
he just showing off.
Theegala. Sahith. Theegala.
I would go with Theegala, no? Or yeah, Theegala.
Somewhere
in there. Okay. I think I'm going to go with, simply because he's number one, Scottie Scheffler.
Excellent pick.
I'm going with Scottie. I'm going.
He's
going chalk.
Yeah, that's right. It's and he's American. Although I really like
Texas Longhorn at that.
Oh,
that's okay. No, I mean, that's okay, a good okay, pick. Okay. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Tyler's starting to reconsider his pick because he's a Longhorn.
Well, I like some of the Wyndham. I like that name, Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark, yeah.
John Ram. That's John Ram, you know? Again, I don't know anything about these guys. I like the names. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Scotty. I'm going to go with the number one.
You got a long shot?
Long shot, yeah, yeah, definitely. Tiger Woods.
I like it.
Yeah.
I hope your long shot wins.
Yeah.
It will be the greatest.
It would be so good for the game of golf
like
for that long shot to be right.
All over
for Mickelson
again.
And Woods be coming down the stretch and both be in it. So
I don't.
While
even,
your brother's looking, I was going to mention the par three contest, which starts tomorrow. You know, that's always a big thing on Masters Week. And for anybody that doesn't follow golf, they let their kids, their wives, caddy, and at some point during the round, they'll let them hit a shot or putt for them just to disqualify them from winning the par three, because no par three winner has ever won the Masters. So they don't want to be that guy.
I see. I don't even see Tiger in the official world golf rankings.
Oh, he's probably not. I mean, he plays about three times a year right now. But
okay.
The crowd will still follow him.
Right, right.
I mean, 2019 when he won it, to watch the crowd come up the 18th fairway was – chill bump moment.
Pretty
I mean,
cool, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I'm paying attention. Yeah. Yep. Randy Stowers?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. First time on the podcast, huh? Tony's better looking brother. No, I'm kidding.
That's really not a
compliment. who do you got, my friend?
So at the risk of repeating, I don't know how you pick
against. Get you a little closer on that.
I don't know how you pick against Scheffler. He's solid. He's consistent. And I kind of figured he was going to win going in. As far as a long shot, it's all sentimental, Ricky Fowler. I have loved watching him over the years, and it's good to see him, you know, back in the game. And I'd love to see him win.
I like all of the long shot picks.
Yeah.
And Scheffler, talking about Scheffler, he's been number one I don't know how long now. I mean, he's dominating the sport right now, always top five. But I seen a stat the other day. He only likes like 7 years and something being ranked number one as long as Tiger was, which is really crazy to think about.
That's insane. Is that even a beatable record at this point? No, no. Ricky Fowler, 37th in the PGA Tour rankings. I like the long shot. Anything else on the Masters?
Man, I'd like to sit here and talk about it till it was over.
Till it was over. Yeah. Okay. Anything else nationally that we wanted to hit on before we wrap this thing up?
Well, just real quick, Major League Baseball is experiencing pitching injuries at an alarming rate, and people are asking the question on X, used to be Twitter. Why?
Hate that. Do you have Twitter on your phone?
Yes.
And it pops up notifications, and I'm like, I don't know. It looks shady to me.
I am not a big tweeter, so to say. But Twitter's the best way to catch up with the world in five
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely.
When X pops up on Tyler's phone, he thinks, I have not been on that site.
No, exactly. Like, if I hand my phone over, I'm like, you know what I mean?
But a lot of people are blaming the pitching clock for the arm injuries. But I'm going to tell you, and this is an unpopular opinion, I'm going to tell you that. We have mollycoddled pitchers to the point where, you know, it was nothing, you know, 20, 25 years ago for a guy to go out and throw 300 innings in a season. And they never worried about pitch count and throw complete games, routinely throw complete games. Now, you know, a guy's throwing a no-hitter and he gets to 70 pitches. Oh, we got to get him out of there. I think that we've probably – maybe mollycoddled it to the effect that the time now that it's having an adverse effect.
Is it even up to the pitcher? Can he just be like, no, I'm good?
Well, there's a discussion, but the manager either asks for the baseball or pats him on the butt, and that's how you know.
And if they have them on a count that they're looking at, these days it doesn't matter if that pitcher is throwing a no-hitter.
It does not.
I mean, it'll be a team combined no-hitter if it happens.
That's exactly
somebody did
right.
throw one last week, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, early in the season. And
But I really think that we have and I know what the pitch count's all about, and I'm glad that it's mandatory in high school, because at that level, and even going backwards, Little League, things like that, I've seen guys abuse, you know, the innings rule. It used to be innings. And if you have a 50-pitch inning, that's a lot different from a kid that has a 10-pitch inning. But at the pro level, where you're talking about elite athletes and everybody's looking out for the well-being of the pitcher, I think that we probably will let him go a little longer. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing the effects of not. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, in one year, one reason there is a pitch count in high school baseball in Arkansas now. The year after Derek's had a major player transfer to Nashville, they won the state championship. That kid was 3-0 in the state tournament. He pitched three games in the state tournament.
Wow.
And, you know, and then the year later, there's a pitch count in baseball. You know, they won the state championship. But Coach Fannin, as a matter of fact.
I wonder how that guy's arm feels today.
Well, he went to college and played some junior college ball, signed with Oklahoma State, and ruined his arm before he got to play there. I mean, he probably would have played.
Right.
And I'm not necessarily going to say in the majors, but he'd have played some minor league ball for sure.
Well, and I'm not advocating that everybody's Nolan Ryan and can throw 300 innings a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we went too far the other way.
Coach Fannin helped me do the DeQueen Derek's baseball game, first game of the season. He wants a pitch clock in high school baseball. He thinks it would help in high school.
Well, I'll tell you what, the play clock in Arkansas high school basketball has had a dramatic effect on the game.
Mm.
I thought it would have an effect on the game. It had a bigger effect on the game than I even imagined. So I'm sure pitch clock would as well.
And I think it's just a matter of time before the play clock moves down to junior high too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, junior high is.
I'm sorry.
But I was just going to say, you know, they got to adapt to it at some point. For instance, you know, when we had a ninth grader move up from junior high to senior high this year, and, you know, I know that's something she wasn't used to. So
I'll tell you that the unintended, or it was, I'm sure it was intended. I didn't see it coming. The thing that the play clock in basketball did for me that I wasn't expecting is it rewards great defense. A team, you can't go out there and throw the ball around for a minute looking for a good shot. If you play good defense for 30 seconds, they're going to take a terrible shot, or you're going to get a turnover or something like that. And it rewards good defense.
And it gives us as announcers and the official a chance to really watch the 10-second violation coming up the court.
It does.
So explain to somebody, you know, who might not understand what a pitch clock is.
Well, in the Major League Baseball, it's 20 seconds, correct?
I believe that's what it is in college, too.
From the time the pitcher is on the hill,
mm-hmm.
he has 20 seconds to deliver the pitch. Sped up Major League Baseball games. I mean, sped them up to the point where the average game is like 30 minutes quicker now. And it needed to be sped up. The game needed to be sped up.
And they'll try to keep the batter in the box where he's not stepping in and out.
He can call timeout one time during the at-bat. The pitcher can back off. Maybe one time. I think you can throw over twice to pick somebody off is all you can.
I think so.
And that is really – I love it because it did speed up the game to a point. But I don't think it's the reason for the arm injuries. I think it's more mollycoddling.
I mean, and there was a time we've seen this where if you got a pitcher in a bullpen warming up, pitcher might try a pickoff move five or six times in a row, you know, just giving the guy time to
– Yep.
throw in the bullpen, and they put a stop to all of that.
I see. So, how long? I mean, so there was no pitch clock at all, so a guy could stand up there.
And the purist, the traditionalist, that say baseball's great because there's no clock in baseball. And that's right. You could play 20 innings before you have a winner. There's no clock running down to zero in baseball now except for the pitch clock.
Mm.
But the game definitely needed a shot in the arm as far as getting it sped up, getting it more the speed of the NFL and the NBA.
But you don't think that the pitch clock is forcing these guys to throw worse pitches because they're on a crunch?
I just think that they're not throwing as many pitches as they did.
Hmm. So then the more pitches they throw, the more conditioned they are to throw a lot of pitches, and it's kind of exponential. Their arms get hurt less.
We could bring somebody in to see, to tell me that that's wrong, but I don't see how it could be wrong.
Hmm.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Speaking of pitching, that goes back to Jim Cross traveling to Northwest Arkansas to watch the Razorbacks play today. He'll get to watch one of the best pitching staffs in college baseball. Mm. I mean, because they're loaded up on the hill.
Oh, they are, man. They are loaded. This is, Omaha Hogs every year. That's the goal. These are going to be the Omaha Hogs.
Yeah.
It would be anything short of a national championship this year for the Razorbacks in baseball is going to be a disappointment. You're number one in every poll. You've been number one in every poll for weeks.
As an unrealistic Razorback fan, anything short of a national championship.
You're the reason Musk
in,
left.
Any sport. Anything short of a
good
national
job,
championship
Tuttle.
In any sport is bad.
My one criticism is how stingy they are with their broadcast rights. I can't broadcast the...
I had somebody the other day trying to listen, yeah. and they were trying to pick y'all up mm-hmm. over here, and they said, I thought Declan carried that. And I said,
no.
I got no idea.
No, we're not allowed.
We're contractually obligated to do basketball uh-huh. and football.
And football. And,
but baseball's not tied to that?
No, it's not. And we are supposedly covered with Razorbacks baseball radio coverage, but
they're probably talking about 96.3.
If there's a cloud in the sky, you ain't getting it. That's the point there. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes no sense to me at all.
So if me and Tony went up there and sat out in the hog pen with headsets and stuff on, could we call and just broadcast it to
no,
you?
Sir.
Shirts on or off?
Well, depends on the weather.
Yeah, I agree. The coldest baseball game I've sat through in my life was up there. At the bomb.
Oh, man. Ugh. Well, I think anything else, you guys, before we skate on out of here?
Nah, really enjoyed it, as usual.
NHL and NBA playoffs coming up.
I was
Let's
just
go Pens. The Pens are making their move, man.
I'm finally going to make my move on this podcast because I don't really watch any other sport but hockey and UFC.
Pens get in the playoffs.
You kind of ruined it for me because I was going to say apologies once again to all the hockey fans. No hockey news. But y'all.
I watch hockey and I love the Pittsburgh Penguins, but it's usually the playoff time before I start watching it. And the Pens have gone on a 2 or 3 week tear where they're about ready to jump into the playoffs. And if they do, look out.
There's so many games, and it's same with NBA as well. I said me and Greg were talking about on the show today, there's a random street court in Brooklyn where they're playing harder than they do during the actual season, you know, in the NBA. And then we're looking at the rankings and all this. None of it matters.
They've been talking.
10 teams make the playoffs.
NBA, yeah. That's what I've been
conference?
Talking about in NBA.
You play the season to eliminate four teams?
Yeah,
for
a month.
That's crazy.
For a month and a half, they've been saying so-and-so's four games out of 10th. And I'm like,
and how many games?
Until I get here.
If watching basketball is your favorite thing in the world, that's awesome for you. But, you know, I kind of only like to watch it when there's actually something, you know, on the line a little bit.
I was talking to Dad and Randy this morning over coffee. Basketball season's over for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't watch the NBA. I used to love the Chicago Bulls. I love Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. who's the greatest player of all time, Cody.
who's he saying, LeBron?
No, he's saying Bird.
Oh, okay.
So. That's another episode.
Sure,
they just ruined the NBA for me. It is almost unwatchable.
Yeah,
I'll watch the finals.
That's
probably
about
not
it,
the
huh?
whole thing, but when they start, I'll catch a game or two.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, what's ruined about it for you? If you don't, we don't have time. You want to talk about it on the next one?
Make a note.
We're going to talk about
that's all we're
going to
talk about is how the NBA is ruined.
What ruined the NBA is Jordan retired.
Yeah, that's exactly
fair
right.
Fair enough.
About like golf and Tiger.
Oh man, you guys won't like the things I like about the NBA. So make sure we write that down. We'll get to it next week.
I got it, and we'll have Greg Revel's insight as well.
That's right. Well, lots of stuff covered today, and we appreciate Randy for coming in. Jeff Tuttle, Tony Stowers, Greg Revels out already for
on
another
assignment.
Half of the on assignment for the other half of the episode.
Greg Revels has the night off.
That's right. So there's a look at Southwest Arkansas sports and some national sports as well. Well, big thanks to all of our
Leopard
sponsors.
Soccer had a big week too.
Oh yeah,
I want to mention that and get out to the Leopard Relays, the Collinway Relays this week if you
weather
can.
Weather should
and,
be good. Thursday.
Yes. And support our Southwest Arkansas athletes because every one of them is going to be there.
I love it. All right, Sports Page fans, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.